morning. Today is Wednesday, January the 18th. Joining us this morning out of the 5th District is Humboldt County Supervisor Natalie Attired, I might add, Ryan Sundberg.
Thank you, sir.
So do you have to pass the wardrobe committee before any of the televised meetings? You don't have to get the okey-dokey?
My wife says that doesn't match, so I go and try again. So okay. I do it until I get the thumbs up.
Until you pass the test.
Yeah, okay. So I'm colorblind, so it's a little challenging sometimes to get out of the house.
Oh, you want to keep that one even, man. Don't get her mad in the morning. Our quote this morning comes from Wilhelm de Kooning. Quote, "It's disastrous to name ourselves." I can go with that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. So what's new in the new year? Anything?
I have not named myself yet.
You haven't, huh? You haven't volunteered for anything? You haven't stepped up when others stepped back?
Well, there was actually yesterday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, they nominated me to be on the Coastal Commission. There's a vacancy on there right now with Supervisor McClure from Del Norte County was the Coastal Commissioner for Del Norte County, Humboldt County, and Mendocino County. And she's, as of the 1st, no longer on the board. So
there's is this a rotational, or is this Humboldt, Del Norte, Sonoma, and somebody from those three counties?
It is not rotational. It's just whoever the governor picks. And they serve.
Oh, so we don't need to necessarily have anybody from our region?
They have to be an elected official from Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino County. So it has to be a city.
That would have been the Del Norte, Humboldt, Mendocino reference, I mean.
Okay, yeah. I didn't hear you say that part.
Okay.
So, but it can be a
little
city
early
council.
For you in the morning, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. They have to be a city council member or a board of supervisor member.
Most
and
of them are soups, aren't they?
Traditionally, it's been supervisors. Okay. Yeah, it was Supervisor Neely for a long time, and then Supervisor McClure. And now there's an opening, so I am going to put my name in and see what happens.
Do you want this one?
Of course.
Why?
There's a couple of reasons. First one is, you know, Humboldt is definitely out of the three counties, the biggest out of the three. And, you know, having direct representation for your county is a big thing, and you know, one of the things I hear all the time about is complaints about the Coastal Commission, and you know, they've been working over the last few years to upgrade and try and change the way they do their processes to make things easier, and I'd like to help facilitate some of those changes. And,
don't worry, they're not going to hear this. You can use regular guy words. is it? Then Del Norte has the opportunity to nominate somebody in Mendocino, and then of those nominees, selection occurs.
Yeah, those names will all go into the governor, and he will select someone. So,
do you think he likes you?
I met him a few times, but I don't know if he'd ever. He probably doesn't remember who I am.
Oh, you didn't pull a Pap sign then, huh? And hack him off so he remembers who you are?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's one of my little
I'll have to
secrets.
Remember that next time.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
There you go, babe. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Commissioner Sundberg?
No, not yet.
Yeah, okay. What? Yeah, it's interesting for me when we consider the challenges we have in our area, and all three counties certainly, the lack of development that we have along the coast. Mm-hmm. Some of it is, you know, it's going to be environmentally related. Some of it's going to be just nobody's interested, you know, engineering challenges, things of that nature. What potential do you see for Humboldt County along the coast to be able to do some stuff? I know you guys in Trinidad, they're trying to do some stuff that is like a duh. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. it's a logical thing, and yet it's going through hoops and vices and running gauntlets and all this other kind of stuff. Humboldt Bay, not to have a hotel that can see the bay. Just is goofy that it's not, you know, that we don't have three or four of them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, one of the things that they have set up that we're almost finished with is the local coastal plan. And so jurisdictions can go through that process, and then it reverts. That gets approved by the Coastal Commission, and then the jurisdiction can run it off of that.
But that can be appealed, right? Because I remember Trinidad a couple years ago getting overrun. They had something, somebody appealed, and it automatically goes up. So it was like, well, why bother having a local plan if it really doesn't have any stickiness to it?
No, that's true.
Okay.
What do you do? You know, so, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm looking forward to going there, to see if there's, you know, I would like to see more local control over some of these projects. You know, I had a guy the other day, he's in the coastal zone, and I don't know if you've ever seen the coastal zone line. It's not really a line.
It's more like of a ooze.
It's a squiggle, weird, yeah. Like someone was, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Couple too many beers, is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay.
And so this one is inland quite a ways, and it's right next to the freeway, and then there's a road, and then there's cow pasture after that. And so this guy wanted to do a commercial project in between the road and the freeway, you know, and it's been, there's, you know, no ag value there whatsoever. It's just all gravel. It's a big gravel lot with some shops on it. And he was told that, no, that's not something the Coastal Commission will let you do. It didn't go to the Coastal Commission, but the guy didn't even fill out an application. And so those are the kind, I'd like to really dig into that and see if there's what, you know, because it doesn't make any sense. You're not protecting the ocean. You're not, it's, you know, not changing, you know, you might be changing the intensity of the use a little bit, but it's for all intents and purposes, it's not protecting anything to not let this guy at least go and see if he can make this work. And, you know, there's about four or five jobs that would come with it, you know. So
can I make a prediction?
Sure.
You're going to run into the LA County, Santa Barbara, those, that's the standard. And there's no, you know, one size fits all, kind of like with the drought. Yeah. And some of these other things that the state decides to put into play, that there are no allowances made, no deviations. I can get it, you know, if a place is all built up, you want to have a couple of trails to the public property.
Yeah, and there's...
But here, I mean, you know, you trip and you fall, and it's tough to find private property as you get at Clay Beach or at some of the other ones that are in the neighborhood. And I thought that was pretty much the initial intent of this thing, was to ensure public beaches along California's coast.
Yeah, make sure people have access. And, you know, I definitely think that it's had some form of mission creep, but it's, one of the things that I think we could use is we've got, you know, tribes up here have a pretty direct access into the governor's office also. And I'd like to see if for some of the stuff up here, you know, where we're so spread out and, you know, little things can make a big difference. You know, that's, you know, five jobs on a parcel that nothing going on and it's got no ag value. That's a big deal up here. It's not, you know, it's nothing for someone in Southern California, but up here it's
almost a percentage.
Yeah. So I'd like to see if we could come up with some strategies on how to move the needle. So we'll see. I mean, all I can go is do is go and try, you know.
Yeah, you go in there with your 4x6 and see if you come out with a toothpick or if,
I'm a hard worker, I think I'll be able to make some inroads.
Now, we still do have a Coastal Commission office here, right?
Yeah.
They didn't get sucked into Santa Rosa?
No, there's a couple of employees here.
Okay. I wonder if there'd be any opportunity to have them represent and you be able to work with them on specific projects here, rather than having to default to the state and all the cost of associated with going to those meetings or going through that trial. Just a thought.
Yeah, definitely look into that.
Now that I've got inroads, watch out, California, baby. Okay, maybe not so much so, huh? There's a lot of different state commissions, committees, and things of that nature that are out there that I think affect a lot of us on a day-to-day basis. Are there other commissions, committees that Humboldt County or the North Coast has representation on? That is an appointment similar to what this is?
There's some that are similar, and there's not too many that the governor appoints. You know, one of the things, Jackie Hostler, who's the CEO of Trinidad Rancheria, is the fish and game commissioner for this area, you know, that's from this area, and that's great. John Bartholomew, our tax collector,
he's out of town this week too.
He was at our meeting yesterday and told us that he's now the chair of, or the president of, the whole taxpayers league for all of California. You know, we got
super the taxpayers league, not
or not taxpayer league, league. The tax, the
whatever
tax
that
collector,
he does.
Tax collector.
There you go. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a little different. And then, you know, Supervisor Bone and Supervisor Bass are both going to lead the two biggest organizations for counties in all of California. So
nobody's going to be here.
Well,
let's talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. Talk Shop presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Ryan, some of these different boards, you mentioned the Fish and Game, which I know is another one on a lot of people's love list. and. Is it, it's my sense, and I'm just being a regular guy about it, is that there's almost this invisible layer of bureaucracy that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the electeds, and it's not really appointed, because at least with the appointeds, we kind of hear about them. There's this group that's in there. We were walking the Hammond Trail with the dog over the weekend, cycling past in his orange, his Wes Chesbro. Hi, Wes. Okay, you know, and what he had been appointed to and what Danny Walsh had been appointed to over the years. It just, those types of things kind of sneak in every once in a while. And unless you know somebody who's there, you know, Department of Forestry. I don't know, is Stan Dixon still on that one?
I don't know.
I mean, there's that kind of stuff that's just in the mix that we don't think about, but it does impact our community and whether or not we can have jobs.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the reasons why we as a board decided to get more active at the state level and the federal level for that matter. And now we're, you know, becoming a lot more involved in these committees and boards that make an impact on what happens. And, you know, one of the biggest things is just to make sure that there's not one size fits all policies, because if none of the rural counties, it's hard for us to travel. So rural counties normally don't participate very often because it's...
Well, and our rattle is the little 2-inch one, not the 20-foot one that LA and San Francisco...
Yeah, well, that's why they have the RCRC, the rural communities that Rex is part of, is because you get all... And I think there's 32 of them now.
Everybody together, maybe there's like 10%?
But no, you get them all together, and you can make it a lot bigger wave. And then in CSAC, the part, the California Association of Counties that Supervisor Bass is part of, is, you know, they rotate between urban to suburban to rural, Humboldt, Siskiyou, you know, Mendocino, Del Norte. So they rotate the presidency between those three. So they don't always have the urban voice, the only one in the room. And so, you know, they pay for all their travel. So they pay to have
Hawaii?
Them. Yeah, there has been, actually.
CSAC has been in Hawaii?
Yeah, because Dave Finnegan was the president from Del Norte County.
Right.
He was the president of CSAC. And the year after he was done, so he was the current past president. He went to the NACO conference, the National Association of Counties, and the NACO president that year was from Hawaii. And so he had the conference in Hawaii because that's where he's from. And so it's like in Nebraska.
Have the meetings up here?
I don't know what she's going to do. You're going to have to ask her that when she has her meeting. But
that's right. Well, when she's back. It'd be interesting to.
Yeah. They usually don't come very far north. Past north is usually San Francisco, you know, Northern California.
Yeah.
And
well, they're afraid that the rest of the state's going to slip off into the ocean, I think, with the next earthquake.
That could, yeah. I'm sure, yeah. I think watch the last redwood tree slip into the ocean.
That's right. Yeah, go down due to old age. Yeah. What other commissions and committees do you guys have to serve on?
Oh, there's...
As a supervisor?
So I'll just give you... I mean, there's a bunch of... I think I counted 17 different boards and committees that I'm on in some way, you know, between...
Times five? For
yeah, just me.
Right.
And so... But I'm part of some that are not, you know, necessarily counting. I'm part of the Rotary, Chamber of Commerce, and of a couple different places. And part of... I'm on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, well, those aren't, specific
it's
job.
Not counties, but there's still... extra meetings that you go to and all that, but the one of the more intense ones in the last year was the North Coast Energy Authority, because we're going to be doing the community choice aggregation.
Yeah, that switch out from PG&E.
Yeah, so pretty, you know,
as
this
long
is,
as you're here, how much is that? What are the numbers that people are looking at? They started a little bit of that on.
Yeah, so we got the numbers from. The you know what we were hoping what the main goal of this is to save money, so your bill will be lower, and that was the number one main primary goal, was to, you know,
pocketbook issues off to NAR.
Yeah, so everyone agreed that if you couldn't come in at a lower price in PG&E, then this isn't going to work. So that has to be your priority. And then the second one was renewables and different programs. And so this project is going to have, well, not project, but this program, you're going to be one day, it's just going to switch over. And you have the option to go back to PG&E if you want to. But
there's a groundswell there.
I'm sure some people will. They had, you know, they've got this in other counties.
There's reliability with this and dependability.
Well, PG&E is still going to own the lines, own the poles, do all the maintenance, do all the billing. So what the Energy Authority is doing is the buying and selling, or buying the power, and they can do that for a lower rate than what, you know, PG&E has a higher cost structure for that.
Up or
the
down.
Services will be exactly the same as they are now, and then we'll be able to have a better mix of renewable energy, including contract with the power plant out, Humboldt Redwoods power plant. They're going to do a long term.
Fairhaven's still running, aren't they?
Fairhaven's still running, and we were hoping that we could have the cost come in low enough that we could have a couple of biomass plants on the system, but for this first year, the numbers didn't work out to where we could have two, and my hope is that we could add Fairhaven later and, you know, have them both have long-term contracts. There's, you know, there's a lot of jobs and auxiliary jobs that come along
with those.
Some
more 5 and 6 jobs, yeah.
Well, I mean, more than that, when you add up all the trucking and then the people cutting stuff out in the woods, and it's...
Wait a minute, that's getting dangerously close to timber. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This new energy option that's out there, you mentioned Humboldt. Certainly, Fairhaven, there used to be the one out of Blue Lake, or that was tried for a little bit of time, too. If there's enough demand for this, does that bring these guys, at least make the model something that is financially feasible for a couple more?
I guess the answer is realistically is probably not. You know, when it costs a lot more to buy power from a biomass plant than it does to buy, you know, you can get it for two or three cents on the open market. And then these bioplants are between 10 and 11 cents. Because basically the cost structure, you know, the cost of doing business for us is way, way less than what PG&E does it for. You know,
because they're in the Bay Area, having to pay Bay Area wages.
Well, and they've got just a lot of overhead, and, you know, they just have other costs that we're not going to have.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so that's how these other places, Sonoma County has a really successful program, and we're going to, you know, ours is basically modeled off of theirs. And we're using a company that's going to do the buying of the power and that whole piece of it. You know, they
there's no need to lead with your nose. You can follow behind somebody else.
Yeah, this company that we end up selecting has got more than 100 different jurisdictions that they do this for. So they're really, really experienced. And so we feel pretty comfortable that we've got all the pieces in place and we'll be able to at least support the one so far biomass plant and hopefully another one. Three would be a really big stretch, I would think, just from seeing the costs of what they are, because we have to stay under PG&E's cost.
See, I'm still anticipating we're going to have some development around here.
Hopefully.
Down the road,
yeah.
Sometime. Yeah, maybe even out on the spit.
You never know.
Maybe. Where the land mass is. It'll be interesting stuff. Is there anything else that's out there on the horizon along those lines that...
Well, some of the programs that come along with the energy plan is there's right now, if you have solar panels at your house and then you want to, you know, you're generating more power than your house is using right now, that's you get a really low rate of exchange for that power that you're selling back. This will give you full market rate to sell it back. And so there's programs out there, you know, where you can. I know there's the Humboldt County has the HERO program where you can get solar panels put on your house, and then it basically amortizes it over so many years, and it goes onto your taxes. So it just happens like that, and they basically do a long-term loan for you.
That's personal and commercial?
I don't know about commercial. Yeah, I know there's different commercial programs out there if you wanted to do solar, and... But this will give you full market rate return when you sell it back, which is something that hasn't happened before. So.
Yeah, we looked into that. They said something about the wind out here.
It is windy out here, isn't it?
It's kind of tough to be able to design around it, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by. Cool stuff, and I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that down the road.
Thanks for having me.
See everybody tomorrow.